except that loose gold don't know how to tie gold fields. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie gold said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie gold said, without a doubt. Nani 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 na 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 na. Nani 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 na na na. Yes, the world should go a turning like a merry-go-round, and the people who are in the ride are up or down. So after this advice you will so kindly you're here, like those go you'll be marrying if nary a care. So if you're free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie goat said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie goat said, without a doubt. Hey, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what a tie goat said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wed, then you will know just what a tie goat said, without a doubt. Nani 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 na 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 na.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo on track 29? Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. You see, I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four, read a magazine, and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, I gotta keep it rolling. Oh, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry. Should I turn her down River Road? Oh, in a Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry till I tell her that I'll never roam. Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me? Oh, yeah, Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me home? All aboard, all aboard. Thank you.
looking at?
Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air. They had style, they had grace.
Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Noah with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tell me you tried. Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. When I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. And in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Kisses, they put me in a spell. Go right to the bucket in my wishing well. They pull all those strings connected to my heart. They put me together and they take me all apart. Oh, those kisses, they take me for a spin. They never keep me outside, they always let me in. I love it when they come on by and tuck me tight in bed. Even when I fall asleep, but they're dancing in my head. L-E-G-I-C kisses, they set my soul afire. I don't come with no level warning, I take as you desire. Abracadabra, like a rabbit from a hat. They put me in, pull me out, in no 5 seconds play. When I'm missing that kissing, I'll say a little chant. A new romance. As soon as I blink, I then knock and at my door. I love those bag of tricks and they keep me wanting more. All I want is those magic kisses is all that I need. All I want is those magic kisses is all that I need.
you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. What these eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. Girl I loved died and left me hurting, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, why I ponder why I ponder why, to ponder why I ponder why. why. Why I ponder, why I ponder, why.
You'll run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, forever. plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. A power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us. Thank you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just felt like passing through.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Thank you. We start today with the impeachment of President Joe Biden, which, of course, is not happening for right now. Republicans are launching an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Congresswoman Nancy Mace went on CNN last week, was asked for evidence and said, "We don't have it. That's why we're doing the inquiry, to look for the evidence." This made no sense. She was roundly humiliated. Hundreds of thousands of you watched our clip on the matter and widely thought this is a very strange way to pursue the truth, by saying, "We don't have evidence, but let's investigate someone and see what we find." Well, Nancy Mace apparently has not gotten any better talking points over the weekend, because she went back on TV yesterday, was interviewed on ABC, and she still has no evidence nor any semblance of evidence. Let's take a look at what she had to say. This is difficult to watch.
Let me also ask you, before you go, the impeachment inquiry that McCarthy announced, even though he had said he wouldn't do it without a vote, and then a few days later he does it without a vote. I want to read you something that Ken Buck, one of your Republican colleagues, had to say in a Washington Post op-ed of the impeachment inquiry. He said, "Impeachment is a serious matter and should have a foundation of rock solid facts. Trump's impeachment in 2019 was a disgrace to the Constitution and is a disservice to Americans. The GOP's reprise in 2023 is no better." He says these allegations against the Biden family are part of an imagined history and a fictitious version of events. Was this premature, going all the way with an impeachment inquiry?
I don't believe so. The facts are everywhere. There are text messages, there are emails, there are witnesses, there are whistleblowers, there are meetings, there are phone calls, there are dinners. And you can't say, "Hey, there's a little bit of smoke, we're not going to follow the fire." And the inquiry, my understanding is, as you said earlier, gives us expanded subpoena powers. I want the bank records of Joe Biden. All of that should be on the table to prove out the allegations in the SARS reports. We're talking about a significant sum of money. We are talking about bribery. And in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, that is the basis for impeachment.
There's no evidence of bribery.
There are witnesses. I mean, the 1023 form. There are,
And you've been investigating. I mean, you're on the over.
You know, it would take us an hour to go through all of the lies, you know. There are witnesses in the 1023 form, which witnesses they can't find, or who upon being found said, "I actually never spoke to Joe Biden." The bottom line is, the analogy she's using is, there are all of these examples of smoke. And so at some point you've got to wonder, is there smoke because there's fire? Except imagine that it's not really smoke, it's water vapor. And you go, "Oh, water vapor actually isn't indicative of fire. It's water vapor." That's what's going on here. Now, I promise to you, and I have made this promise before, and I will make it again proudly and strongly, if they find evidence against Joe Biden, either through the fishing expedition, even if it's through the fishing expedition or outside of it, I will tell you, Hunter Biden is now being prosecuted again. Good, go. If there's evidence, go and prosecute the guy. I'm not looking to stand in the way of justice, but the evidence so far is missing. And there is no reason to believe that what Republicans are doing now is justice. It appears that what they are trying to do now is revenge. Here's another guy, by the way. This is Congressman Michael McCaul. He also went on TV and he also says, "We don't have evidence, but maybe we'll find it. I don't know. We might come across some."
That's right. Well, first of all, I've been tasked by the speaker to assist the oversight and government reform with respect to foreign policy decisions the president may have made, or vice president at that time, with respect to money coming in, to try to tie the two. We don't have the evidence now, but we may find it later.
Yeah, we're trying to tie random phone calls to bribery. We are trying to tie text messages between a father and his son to illegal influence peddling. We are trying. We don't